"Hold your noise," cried a terrible voice, as a man started up from among the graves at the side of the church porch. "Keep still, you little devil, or I'll cut your throat." A fearful man, all in coarse grey,
log
with
on
a great iron
bindropvoices.com.
A man with no hat, and with broken shoes, and with an old rag tied around his head.
Bindropvoices.com.
A man who'd been soaked in water and smothered in mud and lamed by stones and cut by flints and stung by nettles and torn by briars.
Log on to
who limped and shivered and glared and growled and whose teeth chattered in his head as he seized me by the chin.
Bindropvoices.com.
"Oh, don't cut my throat, sir," I pleaded in terror. "Pray, don't do it, sir." "Tell us your name. Quick." "Pip, sir."
Log on to
once more,
bindropvoices.com,
glaring at me. "Give it mouth. Pip. Pip, sir. Show us where you live. Point out the place."
bindropvoices.com.